from the heart.
To the heart.
Is almost completely destroyed.
Is almost completely destroyed.
And loving service.
And loving service.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Who is prized with.
Who is prized with.
Transcendental songs.
Transcendental songs.
Is established.
Is established.
As an irrevocable fact.
As an irrevocable fact.
Krishna. We welcome all the devotees. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, chapter entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna, text number 33 and 34. Varsati,
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 Indre,
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 Vrajah,
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 Kopad,
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 Varsati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Varsati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Varsati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Varsati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Bhagnamane,
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 Ati,
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 Vihvala,
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 Varshati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Varshati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Bhagnamane Ati Vihvala,
Bhagnamane Ati Vihvala,
Varshati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Varshati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Bhagnamane Ati Vihvala,
Bhagnamane Ati Vihvala,
Varshati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Varshati Indre Vrajah Kopad,
Bhagnamane Ati Vihvala,
Bhagnamane Ati Vihvala,
Gotra,
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 लीला आतपत्रेण
लीला आतपत्रेण
लीला आतपत्रेण
लीला आतपत्रेण
लीला आतपत्रेण
लीला आतपत्रेण
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपद
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपद
भग्नमाने अति विवलह
भग्नमाने अति विवलह
गोत्र लीला आतपत्रेण
गोत्र लीला आतपत्रेण
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपद
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपद
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
गोत्र लीला अतपत्रेण
गोत्र लीला अतपत्रेण
तत्रो
त्रातो
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 त्रातो त्रातो
त्रातो
भद्र
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 अनुग्रहणता
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 वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपद
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपद
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
गोत्र लीला अतपत्रेण
गोत्र लीला अतपत्रेण
त्रातो भद्र अनुग्रहणता
त्रातो भद्र अनुग्रहणता
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपाद
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपाद
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
गोत्र लीला तपत्रेण
गोत्र लीला तपत्रेण
त्रातो भद्र अनुग्रहणता
त्रातो भद्र अनुग्रहणता
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपाद
वर्षति इंद्रे व्रजह कोपाद
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
भग्नमाने अति विह्वलः
गोत्र लीला तपत्रेण
गोत्र लीला तपत्रेण
प्रातो भद्र अनुग्रहणता
प्रातो भद्र
अनुग्रहणता वर्षतेन्द्रे व्रज कोपात् भग्नमानेति विह्वलः गोत्र लीलातपत्रेण त्रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता.
It goes like this.
This is not that four line, no. This is only two line verse. It goes like this. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll
next also you can go.
Sharat.
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 Shashi.
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 Karehi.
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 Mrishtam.
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 Sarasashi karehi.
Sarasya shikare mrishtam
manayan rajani mukham
manayan rajani mukham
gayan
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 kalapadam
kalapadam
kalpadam
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 reme
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 sar
strina. Okay,
Sarasya shikare mrishtam manayan rajani mukham
manayan rajani mukham
gayan kalpadam reme
gayan kalpadam reme
strinam
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 trinam
trinam
strinam
strinam
mandala
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 mandanah
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 Sarasya shikare mrishtam
manayan rajani mukham
gayan kalpadam reme
Srinamandala mandanah
Sarasya shikare mrishtam
manayan rajani mukham
gayan kalpadam reme
Srinamandala mandanah
Sarasya shikare mrishtam
manayan rajani mukham
gayan kalapadam reme
Srinamandala mandanah
Sarasya shikare mrishtam
manayan rajani mukham
gayan kalapadam reme
Srinamandala mandanah
Varshati.
Varshati.
In pouring water.
Indre.
By the King of Heaven.
Indra.
Vrajaha.
The land of cows.
Vrindavana. Kopat Bhagnamane.
Having been in anger.
On being insulted.
Ati.
Highly.
Vikvalaha.
Perturbed.
Gotra.
The hill for the cows.
Leela Atapatrena.
By the pastime umbrella. Trataha.
Were protected.
Badra.
O sober one.
Anugrinnata.
By the merciful Lord.
Translation.
O sober Vidura.
King Indra.
His honor having been insulted.
Poured water.
Incessantly.
On Vrindavana.
And thus.
The inhabitants of Vraja.
The land of cows.
Were greatly distressed.
By the compassionate.
Lord Krishna.
Saved them.
From danger.
With his pastime umbrella.
The Govardhana Hill.
Sarat.
Autumn.
Shashi.
Of the moon.
Karehi.
By the shining.
Mrishtam.
Brightened.
Manayan.
Thinking so.
Rajani Mukham.
The face of the night.
Gayan.
Singing.
singing,
Kalapadam,
Kalapadam,
pleasing songs,
pleasing songs,
Reme, enjoy,
enjoy, Srinam,
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 of the woman,
of the woman,
Mandala Mandanaha,
Mandala Mandanaha,
as the central beauty of the assembly of women,
as the central beauty of the assembly of women.
Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
In the third season of the year,
the
Lord enjoyed,
the Lord enjoyed
as a central beauty,
as a central beauty
of the assembly of women,
by attracting them,
with his pleasing songs, in autumn night, brightened by,
moonshine.
Taught by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Before leaving the land of cows,
Vrindavana,
the Lord pleased His young girl friends, the transcendental gopis, in His Rasa Leela pastimes. Here, Uddhava stopped His description of the Lord's activities. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the third canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Actually, these are the two concluding verse of this chapter, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, where Uddhava is actually concluding the chapter by saying to Vidura that last time we heard the pastime of chastising Kaliya, and also worshipping of Govardhan Hill. So here Uddhava is saying to Vidura that actually because of the worshipping of Govardhan Hill, Indra actually he got insulted, and then he caused lot of distress to the Brajvasis. And then he is saying that Lord Krishna also saved them by lifting the Govardhan Hill. And in concluding verse, he is saying that in the third season of the year, Lord enjoyed as the central beauty of the assembly of women by attracting them with His pleasing songs in the autumn night, brightened by moonshine. And here actually when this pastime, Rash Dance pastime of Vrindavan comes, Uddhava actually stops his narration. And Prabhupada in the purport writes that actually saying this, Uddhava stopped his description of the Lord's activity, and now this ends the chapter here. So we will recite verse for a few times, then we can.
Varshatindre Vrajakopa Bhagnamaneti Vikvalaha
Gotra Leela Tapatrena
Trato Badranu Grinnata Sarachasikarair Mrishtam Manayan Rajani Mukam Gayan Kalapadam Reme Srinam Mandala Mandanaha
Varshatindre Vrajakopat
Bhagnamaneti Vikvalaha
Gotra Leela Tapatrena
Trato Badranu Grinnata
Sarat Shashikare Mrishtam
Manayan Rajani Mukam
Gayan Kalapadam Reme
Srinam Mandala Mandanaha
Varshati Indre Vrajakopat
Bhagnamaneti Vikvalaha
Gotra Leela Tapatrena
Tato Badranu Grinnata
Sarat Shashikare Mrishtam
Manayan Rajani Mukam
Gayan Kalapadam Reme
Srinam Mandala Mandanaha
Varshatindre Vrajakopat
Bhagnamaneti Vikvalaha
Gotra Leela Tapatrena Trato Badranu Grinnata शरशशिखरैर्मृष्टम्
मानयन्दजनीमुखम्
गायन् कलपदं रेमे
श्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः
वर्षति इन्द्रेन्द्रजकोपात्
भग्नमानेति
विह्वलः
गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण
त्रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता
शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम्
मानयन्द्रजनीमुखम्
गायन् कलपदं रेमे
श्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः वर्षतीन्द्रे
व्रजकोपाग्नमानेति
विह्वलः
गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण
रात्रो भद्रानुगृह्णता शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम् मानयन्द्रजनीमुखम् गायन् कलपदं रेमे श्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः वर्षतीन्द्रे व्रजकोपात् भग्नमानेति विह्वलः गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम् मानयन् रजनीमुखम् गायन् कलपदं रेमे स्त्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः वर्षतीन्द्रे व्रजकोपात् भग्नमानेति विह्वलः गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम् मानयन्द्रजनीमुखम् गायन् कलपदं रेमे श्रीरामण्डलमण्डनः वर्षतीन्द्रेव्रजकोपात् भग्नमानेति विह्वलः गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम् मानयन्द्रजनीमुखम् गायन् कलपदं रेमे श्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः वर्षतीन्द्रे व्रजकोपात् भग्नमानेति विह्वलः गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम् मानयन्द्रजनीमुखम् गायन् कलपदं रेमे श्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः वर्षतीन्द्रे व्रजकोपात् भग्नमानेति विह्वलः गोत्रलीलातपत्रेण रातो भद्रानुगृह्णता शरच्छशिखरैर्मृष्टम् मानयन्द्रजनीमुखम् गायन् कलपदं रेमे श्रीनां मण्डलमण्डनः
class, I just beg all your blessings of all the devotees assembled here to please bless me. As Ramakrishna Prabhu has rightly said once, that actually we are not qualified to sit here, but actually we are trying. So in that try, you know, we should make our humble attempt, and that is what, you know, I am also trying to do. So I just beg all of your mercy so that, you know, we may learn something from Srimad Bhagavatam. I always actually meditate upon this particular verse, which is dear to me, you know, 3.6.36, and I just sing to remind myself that, you know, where Maitreya Muni actually says to Vidura, Tathapi kirtayami anga yathamati yathashutam kirtim swamsadhari kartum gira anya vidashitam. He says that in spite of my inability, whatever I have heard from the spiritual master and whatever I can assimilate, I am trying to speak by pure speech, for otherwise my speech will become unchaste. And you know, Srila Prabhupada gives a very, very nice purport in this. He says that first of all, everyone should glorify the Lord. And second, he says that this glorification is not actually a product of research, but a submissive hearing from the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. And also Prabhupada said that it is not possible to glorify everything actually, you know, because Lord's glory is unlimited and we are very, very limited. But he said that nonetheless, one should make an attempt actually to speak about the Lord, because that will purify us and also the hearer. And in this way, we will engage our tongue, which is very, very difficult to vibrate, actually very, very difficult to control. And tongue has to vibrate, has to say something. So it is better that we speak about the glories of the Lord. And actually, we'll see how, you know, this part, actually Indra became angry here. And Srila Rupa Goswami, the first thing which he suggests in Nectar of Instruction is Vacho Vegam. So this is very, very difficult actually. And also, you know, I remind myself that the mood of coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class is not like that of a tourist who goes to the hotel to enjoy, but of a patient who comes to hospital for getting cured. So this actually scriptures is the prescription meant for us. And you know, Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas, they are like doctor who are treating us. So that should be our mood when we come to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And anyway, I am just a student trying to speak something. In this verse actually, Uddhava says that, O sober Vidura, King Indra, his honor having been insulted, poured water incessantly on Vrindavan, and thus the inhabitants of Vraja, the land of cows, were greatly distressed. But the compassionate Lord Krishna saved them from danger with his pastime umbrella, the Govardhan Hill. Last time, Ramchandra Prabhu has given very nice class and also, you know, very nice leela of worshipping of Govardhan Hill. This chapter is actually very, very nice chapter. It is entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna. And this is actually one of the act of devotional service, as Srila Prahlad Maharaj says, that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Mandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. These are the 9 process of devotional service. And Sri Prahlad Maharaj, who is actually perfected his life by Smaranam, by remembering, who is saying this verse. So this remembrance is very, very important. And in this verse we will see that, you know, what Prabhupada tries to, actually the second verse we might not discuss much because I don't have personal qualification to discuss. And so maybe a 1 or 2 point which Prabhuji actually suggested me, we'll just speak. Otherwise we'll focus our concentration on the first verse only. In this actually what we can see is that Indra felt insulted, because all the worship which was meant to be worship for Lord Indra, King Indra, was diverted by Lord Krishna to Govardhan Hill. And he thought that, you know, this is actually my insult. So he felt insult. Second, you know, the immediate effect was he became angry. So being felt insult, he became angry. Third, you know, there was an action. You know, what did he do? He actually poured water. He told Samvartaka cloud to destroy Vrindavan, the land of cows. And he poured water. And thus, he caused lot of distress to Vrajvasis. So, you know, this is in sequence. That he felt insulted, became angry, poured water, troubled Vrajvasis. And what happened at Vrajvasis, they are naturally inclined to take shelter of Krishna. So they ran to Krishna, taking the shelter, and Krishna, then actually he saved them by lifting Govardhan Hill. So this pastime of lifting of Govardhan Hill is one of the very, very nice pastime discussed by all the acharyas. And actually, you know, if you see, it is in 2 sequence. Before coming this sloka of rasa dance, you know, there is a pastimes of Govardhan Hill. So if a person who is able to actually lift Govardhan Hill can only do you know, enjoy with gopis. Otherwise, it is not possible. You know, we cannot do, because Prabhupada many times actually he quoted that many people, you know, they directly jump on the 10th canto and that too in rasa dance. They start their leela with that, or you know, this kind of people, and sometimes they also feel that Krishna actually danced with gopis, we will also dance with gopis. But Prabhupada warns that Krishna actually lifted Govardhan Hill also. You know, first, are you able to lift Govardhan Hill? If yes, then you can do. So therefore it is very, very important, you know, that this lifting of Govardhan Hill is, you know, one of the pastime which is very, very important to understand the position of Krishna. That he was just a small child, still he lifted the Govardhan for 7 days and 7 nights. And you know, without having drank water, anything, he was, so Prabhupada said that, you know, for the Lord to become Lord, he does not have to become Lord, he is Lord himself. For example, when he killed Putana, you know, Lord, he didn't expand himself, like you became big. No, actually I was just listening one very nice pastime, that when Hanumanji, he destroyed Lanka, we'll discuss this also, that you know, in anger, where anger is to be used. So Hanumanji, when this, I don't remember that Rakshas name, but who came actually to...
Akshay Kumar?
No, not Akshay Kumar. Before that, the first Rakshas which came to fight with Hanumanji, which Ravan sent, anyone remember his name? Jambuvali? I think Jambuvali. When Hanumanji went to Ashok Vatika and he was about to destroy Ashok Vatika, then you know the first Rakshas which came to fight with Hanumanji, so what he did, I think it was Jambuvali, he actually closed his eyes and he told that, "You monkey, I'll show you." So he actually, you know, became, he expanded, that Rakshasa, you know, expanded, and then he suddenly opened his eyes and he saw that there are, you know, two big circle in front of him. So he didn't understand what is this. Then, you know, then he saw and he looked up. So he saw that these two circles were actually the knee of Hanumanji. You know, the Hanumanji expanded even more and he was looking down. What is this? You know, what is the matter? And then he looked at lotus feet of Hanumanji. And Hanumanji, you know, gave a punch and then he looked behind that, where is my, you know, 1 lakh soldiers which came with me. And he saw that actually Hanumanji, he took one big rock and put on this 1 lakh soldiers. So all they were actually, you know, they rested in peace. So it became pieces. So, you know, he expanded like this. But Prabhupada said that actually the Lord, he does not expand. Like when he killed Putana, he was just an infant boy and he killed Putana. So that is very important to understand, that, you know, he is actually very, very, he can do anything. And Prabhupada actually writes, you know, in 10th canto, that the analogy is given that Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill as if a boy lifts mushroom. Its mushroom is, it's very effortless. Anyone can take the mushroom. So it's actually very, very important. And the problem here, what Indra is facing is, you know, his ego is attacked. What he is saying, that the thing which were meant for my enjoyment is actually given to somebody else. And Lord Krishna says, actually this pastime gives very, very instructive thing. Like, you know, as Krishna says that demigod should not be worshipped as if they are Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the one thing which Krishna wanted to show in this pastime. And also, you know, Lord King Indra is used in these pastimes, but he is a very nice devotee. So when a devotee becomes puffed up, Krishna does not tolerate. He said, no, I have to correct him. Actually, after all, he is my devotee. So Krishna want to correct, and also Krishna wanted to increase the rasa of Vrajavasis. So there were so many, actually, you know, with one task, Krishna accomplished so many purposes. So Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita introduction, he writes that when we are materially contaminated, we are called conditioned. You know, I like the sentence where we said that we are conditioned soul, but how? Prabhupada said that when we are materially contaminated, we become conditioned. And false consciousness is exhibited under the impression that I am the product of the material nature. And this is called false ego. Now, what is false ego? That I am the product of material nature, and therefore, because we don't think of our real identity is Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. We are eternal part and parcel of Lord Krishna. You know, we are soul basically. But when we forget this and we think that we are the body, you know, that identity, that thinking is known as false ego. So basically, you know, here what happens is that Lord Krishna, he diverted all this paraphernalia which was meant to worship Indra to Govardhan Hill. And then Indra became very, very angry and he started thinking. He is saying that, what is this? You know, this Vrajavasis has gone crazy. And he said that their taking of shelter of Krishna is just like a foolish attempt of taking shelter of any ordinary human being. And Indra actually, he chastises Krishna, and he speaks with himself. He is so angry, and he says that what is this actually? And he proclaims, he says that Vachalam Bali Samstabdham Agyam Pandit Maninam Krishnam Mrityam Upashita Gopa Me Chakrura Priyam. He says that these Gopas, this cowherd men, they are so foolish actually, and they are surrendering to the foolish idea of a foolish boy. And he uses this kind of word. He says that Vachalam, that he is actually over talkative. Said that this Krishna, and Prabhupada actually translated this as over talkative, not even talkative. He said that this child is so talkative that with his talk actually he is destroyed everything. And he said that Balisham, he said that he is just a foolish boy. Third, he said that Stabdham. He said Stabdham means he is so stubborn actually. He said that he does not know even the etiquette actually. That even in front of his father, he is speaking boldly this karma mimamsa philosophy. That everything we get by karma, why we should offer to Indra. And he said that he is not respecting demigod. And he said that Agyam, and he thinks that he is very very intelligent, and Pandita Manina, he thinks that he is very very intelligent and Pandit, and therefore he is actually stopping this Indra Puja, which is going on for years together, and he is diverting everything. And he said that this Krishna Mrityam, he said that he is just an ordinary mortal boy. And Upashita Gopame Chakrure Priyam. And by doing this, actually this Vrindavan Vasis, they have done they have displeased me. And it is said in Bhagavad Gita that actually we should please demigod, because from demigod this rain come and everything that follows in that order by doing yajna. So he said that actually they have made me very very unhappy. And like this he is speaking, but Prabhupada actually in his purport he writes a very very nice thing. He said that even though Indra, he was blaspheming Krishna, but actually he was glorifying Krishna. And he said that Mother Saraswati, he took those same wording actually as if which was the blaspheming of Krishna, which made into the glory of Krishna. And he writes in the purport of 10th canto, and he said that Indra wanted to rebuke Krishna as Vachalam because the Lord has presented many arguments in the line of Karma Mimamsa and Sankhya philosophy, and thus Indra called him foolish, balisha, etc. And he called him stabda because he spoke in front of his father. Then Prabhupada actually in the first part of the purport, he said that according to Srila Sridhar Swami, although the insult of Indra, Goddess Saraswati is actually praising Krishna. And the Acharya explains that Vachalam means one who can speak according to Vedic authority. Balisham means free from pretension, just like a child. Stabdham means that he bows down to no one because there is no one for him to offer homages. And Agyam means that there is nothing more to him to know because he is omniscient. Pandit Maninam means that he is highly honored by the knowers of the absolute truth. So like this actually, whatever the word he is speaking against Krishna, Mother Saraswati is taking as a glorification of Lord Krishna. And this actually comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Swarup Damodar Goswami, there is a short story. What happens that one Bengali poet, he comes actually and he wants to show a drama written by him to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the arrangement is like that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever, if anyone wants to present any poem, any poetry or etc., first it has to go to Swarup Damodar Goswami through his secretary, then it will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why like this? Because if that poem or that drama or that poetry contains any tinge of Mayavad philosophy, then Lord Chaitanya will become very very angry. He will not tolerate actually. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Mayavad Bhashya Sunle Haile Sarvana. So he was very very against Mayavad philosophy and all. So this was the arrangement. So what happened that Bengali poet, he was known to Bhagwan Acharya. So he goes to Bhagwan Acharya and he narrates that drama of Lord Jagannath to Bhagwan Acharya. Bhagwan Acharya actually likes this and he stays with him, and then he actually tells this drama to other Navadvip Vasi also, and they all appreciate. And then Bhagwan Acharya goes to Swarup Damodar Goswami and he says that please listen to this drama, and if you like, you can show it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But very instructive actually, thing Swarup Damodar Goswami says, which we will discuss. He says that yatva tadva kavir vakya hai rasa bhas siddhanta virudhe sunite na hoye ullas. He said that in the writing of so-called poet, there is generally a possibility of overlapping transcendental mellows. When the mellows thus go against the conclusive understanding. No one likes to hear such poetry. He says that, oh Bhagavan Acharya, you are like a cowherd boy. So you will actually accept everything, you know, whatever anybody is saying. But I am not like that, because I have to present this to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have to be, you know, discriminative and know for sure. And he further says that, rasa rasa bhas yaar nahi kavichar bhakti siddhan sindhu nahi paya par. He said that a so-called poet who has no knowledge of transcendental mellows and the overlapping transcendental mellows cannot cross the ocean of conclusion of devotional service. And then he says, Prabhupada actually writes in the purport, he says that all these types of mundane, you know, writers who are writing about mundane subject matters, about, you know, attraction between man and woman, or who are writing novels or fictions or other books, actually we should not read this, because this actually destroys the seed of our devotional service. And Swarup Dabodhar Goswami further says that gramya kavir kavitva sunite hoy dukh vidagdha atmiya vakya sunite hoy sukha. He said that all this poetry and poem and drama and novel, whatever we are hearing from this mundane writers who are writing about, even they are writing about Lord, actually, you know, it causes pain to our heart, because it's not coming in proper parampara, it's not the proper philosophy. So he said that only vidagdha atmiya vakya, those word written by the devotees, even though it is faulty, actually pleases to the heart. So, you know, like this he is instructing us that we should not touch other books, even though it is written by the Lord, by other devotees, like other people who are not devotees, who are not coming in bona fide parampara. But what happens that Bhagavan Acharya, he actually insists. He said, no, it is very nice, please hear once, and he actually rejects. But after 3-4 days of repeated request, Sarudhavu Damodar Goswami says, okay, chalo, give me. So he actually reads, and after reading this he becomes very, very angry, because this poet, in essence what he has written, that Lord Jagannath is staying in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya, actually he has come in this dham, and he is like actually soul, and Lord Jagannath is actually a body. And because Lord Chaitanya, who is like a soul of Lord Jagannath, has touched actually, and it has actually spiritualized the dead matter. So like that, you know, he is, Swarup Damodar Goswami becomes very angry. He said that it is so offensive actually, you know, to speak about Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya like this, because there is no difference between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. Said that Jai Gaur Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. It's actually the same. And he chastises this poet very much. And they say that you are actually a fool, and you have written something irregular, not knowing the regulative principle, and therefore you have committed an offense at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. And he, after chastising, now when he sees that this Bengali poet, although he wanted to glorify the Lord, but because he was not in a proper lineage and not having proper association of the devotees and proper understanding, actually, you know, he made a mistake. So Swarup Dabodhar Goswami, he actually pacified him by taking the example of this verse actually, which we are discussing, Vachalam Balisham Stavdam. He says that you have made this mistake, but what happened, that even actually Indra made a mistake, but what Saraswati did, in actually Saraswati glorified Lord Krishna by the same verse. He said that Yai cha Indra dayate kare Krishna bhatsarna sei sabde Saraswati kare nastavna. He said that although Indra actually blasphemed Lord Krishna, but what Mother Saraswati did, actually she glorified. And she says that how she glorified, said that Vachalaka hiye eda pravartana dhanya balisata thapi suni praya garva shunya. Said the word Vachal is used to refer to a person who can speak according to Vedic authority, and the word Balisa means innocent. So Krishna is innocent, and Krishna spoke the Vedic knowledge, yet he always presented himself as a prideless innocent boy. And also he further says that Panditer manya patra hai pandit mani tathapi bhakta vatsalye manushya bhimani. The word pandit mani can be used to indicate that Krishna is honored even by learned scholars. Nevertheless, because of affection of his devotees, Krishna appears like an ordinary human being and may therefore be called Nritya. So he said that, you know, whatever Krishna does is actually to give the pleasure of the devotees. So like this, Indra actually blasphemed Lord Krishna, and he told Samvartaka cloud, he said that you go and destroy the animal of Vraja, basically the cows and the properties of the Vrajadham. And Samvartaka clouds, they were actually not ready to do this, because they were thinking that this is actually disservice to the Lord. But Indra said, no, 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 you go ahead, I will follow you. I will come on my Aravat and you destroy. Then Samvartaka comes and the explanation is given that they actually poured the water like torrents of rain. Now we are read just in Sikshashtakam in the morning that Lord Krishna says that, you know, seeing your separation, I am crying and my tears are flowing like torrents of rain. And, you know, this is actually, you know, that it was thick column which was, you know, going on in Vrindavan. And then they actually all ran to Krishna. And all Brajvasis, they said, Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvannatham Gokulam Prabho Tratum Arhasi Devanna Kupitad Bhakta Vatsala. He said that, O Krishna, the most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us also. So wherever there is any calamities, you know, they take shelter of Krishna. You know, this is very, very instructive and important that whenever there is any calamity come in our life, you know, we should also turn to Krishna. But sometimes what happens that when the calamities come, we actually, you know, turn away from Krishna. This is, you know, like for example is given, like, you know, if a person goes to doctor and he says that I have a fever, the doctor gives him medicine. And then he goes and actually, you know, does not take medicine, keeps in the house. And then the fever increases. So then doctor says that why have you not taken medicine? He said, no, 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 because my fever is increasing, I have not taken medicine. So he said that all the more you should have taken actually, you know, when the fever is increasing. So sometimes what the people or devotees, they think that no, 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 there is too much of calamity on my life, I cannot take shelter of Krishna. Because as I am taking shelter of Krishna, actually there was one friend of mine who told, we were doing CA together and that boy actually he failed in his exam, because it is very natural in CA's exam to fail for many, many times. So, but what his actually, what something went in his mind, he said that because I joined ISKCON, I started process of devotional service, I am failing. Before that actually I was a scholar, you know, every time I was first, second like this in my school, colleges and all. But as soon as I joined ISKCON, you know, I am failing. So he left actually. So this might happen, that, you know, we feel, no, no, the calamity is too much, I cannot take it. So Krishna says that actually when there is too much calamity, there is, you know, all the more reason to take shelter of Krishna. Like Kunti Maharani says that let the calamities come again and again. We cannot pray like that. We don't have on that level. But still when the calamities come, we should turn to Krishna. But it is seen actually, you know, it's practically, we should keep our hand on our heart and think that, you know, sometime when the calamities come, where do we take shelter into? Now sometimes we go to Jyotishi, sometimes we go to here and there, sometimes to this, that, you know, depend upon so many things actually. Then Krishna, you know, artificially, or maybe, you know, like I'm telling about myself, we may pose that we are a devotee, but really when the calamities come, are we really taking shelter of Krishna? That is the most important question we should always ask ourselves and really exhibit. Because sometimes we know the philosophy, little bit philosophy, we know, you know, everything actually. So sometimes externally everything we might do, but internally, therefore Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is an internal process. You know, you cannot fool Krishna. You can fool any, because whatever is happening inside out, you know, like whatever happening is out, the sun is Sakshi. What is happening inside, Vayu is Sakshi. And overall, Paramatma is always Sakshi. So Paramatma knows your heart. You know, what are you doing and what we are doing. So always we should take shelter of Krishna. That is very important. And why these Vrajvasis are very, very dear to Krishna is because they knew no one but Krishna. If anything happens, Krishna. Like in the pastime of Agasura also, they actually knew that this is not the cave. This might be a serpent. No, the child, they were actually in little bit of confusion, but they thought, even if there is some danger, what is the problem? Krishna is there. Okay, let us enter. And they all entered actually. And there is, you know, very one nice point which, you know, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj told in Sunday feast class, which actually touched my heart personally, and maybe, you know, I'm sure to the heart of many, many devotees. When he was explaining this pastime of Agasur, he said that Agasur actually, he got a liberation. He said that why he got liberation, because his heart melted. He said that when he saw the loving, you know, relationship with all these cowherd boys, his heart melted. And he said that, you know, how, you know, nice friendship they are having. Because Agasur could see that these boys, they were knowing that there is any danger, but they thought that even if there is a danger, no problem. First of all, we are together. Second, Krishna is there. So they took, and Agasur actually appreciated this. And because of this actually his heart melted, and actually he merged in the body of Krishna. As soon as Agasur was killed, he actually personally merged into the body of Krishna. And Maharaj was giving his realization. He was saying that this should be, you know, our friendship, our relationship with one another, that even if a demon comes actually in the temple, you know, his heart should melt. So that even if a demon comes, his heart should melt. And actually there is one example that one person, he wanted to kill, you know, one devotee in Chaupati. So because he had some problem with this devotee, and this person actually became devotee later. So he started coming to temple, and he came to know that actually he is coming every Sunday on the temple, and then, you know, he is alone. So while he is going back, I'll kill him. So he came with the intention to kill that person actually, and he started coming to temple. And when he came temple and saw the environment, you know, saw the beautiful form of the Lord, heard the lecture, kirtan, everything, his heart also melted. And now he is an initiated devotee. You know, like, and he revealed later that, you know, my purpose was like this. But actually, you know, similarly now the book distribution marathon is going on with full swing in all over part of the world. At one time in Malad station we were distributing the books, and one person actually he came and he told us, he said that just now I have committed a murder. He said that, and don't try to preach me. No, we actually, because everyone who was passing by the station, we were showing the books. So one devotee actually showed the book, and he said that, you know, just now actually I have murdered somebody and I am coming from there. Don't try to preach me, I'll kill you also. And you know, that devotee, he afraid, but you know, anyway, he gave the book. He said that at least take this book. He said that anyway you have, you know, murdered somebody, please take this book. And you know, he actually took the book and he read the book, and the marathon goes for 1 month actually. So after 2 days he came back and he said that, you know, thank you very much actually. He said that because I have actually murdered someone, I was actually going to commit suicide. But by reading this book, now I have decided not to commit suicide, but I will go and surrender. So we don't know whether he, you know, went and surrendered, but this actually real incident happened, that by reading Prabhupada's book, he changed.
There was a mail by Giriraj Swami, that one Spain devotee also, similar incident. He pushed a girl from the train, and then by the way, in the book selling process, but still he remembered the book which he had, and then later on he wanted to commit suicide, and then he really came into Krishna consciousness by that book,
yeah.
That Krishna book.
Indeed, you know, this is a book by distribution marathon, and Prabhupada's, you know, very, very pleased when anybody distributed books in general, particularly in this month. So there are various incidents of, you know, book distribution by which reading Prabhupada's book, the people became devotees.
Yes.
I think I heard in some Brahmacharis class that there was one very much fanatic person, you know, who was doing the things which nobody can imagine actually. You know, this is a real life story. What he used to do is, he'll go on the track where the train is coming, and suppose the train is coming in this direction, he'll go like this and he'll run. You know, he run where the train is coming. And, you know, his intention was, you know, sometimes this American people, they are really fanatic.
Yes.
We can't understand what is the intention behind it. At least, you know, some people you can judge, but some people you can never actually judge what is their mind. So what his intention was, that he will actually run in front of the running train to see the expression on the face of the driver. That, you know, because driver has to do something, he cannot kill a person. So he'll, you know, just before the train will come, he'll jump out. And you know, he'll become very happy. So this was his regular pastime. he'll do like this and he'll run, and it's a real life story, you know, it's not joking, it's really. So he'll go like this, and you know, he'll run against the train, and he'll see that, you know, how, because driver has to, you know, he'll be panicked that, you know, please, because he cannot stop the train. He cannot kill him also. Actually, you know, there is a small joke that once one person, he was driving, and you know, the train, and then what happened, that suddenly the train actually came in the field, and it were going, and all the passengers, they were thinking that, my God, what is happening, why this train has actually come in the field, and we'll all be killed, because train has to run on the track only.
Yeah.
Then actually when it came back on the track and stopped on the station, all the passengers came and shouted on the driver that, what is this, what are you doing actually, you know, you were actually killing everyone, you would have killed everyone. So he said, no, actually some person came in between. He said that, you foolish guy, if some person came in between, you should have killed him actually. You know, because in the process of avoiding him, you would have killed all the 1,000 people who are sitting in the train. He said, no, actually I was doing that only, but that person suddenly jumped in the field. So I was going behind him to kill him. So I joke apart, but this was his pastime, that he'll run in front of running train and he'll jump out. So what happened, at once actually he jumped out, you know, he was actually about to, you know, he was very close to the train, and he jumped out, and when he jumped, his face actually hit somebody, some object, and he was, you know, he could not see anything for a few seconds, and then he took, it was actually Prabhupada's book, you know, on which he banged, and then he thought, what is this, let me go and read. He started reading, and he became a devotee. You know, so in this way he became devotee. Other time one devotee, he was actually, was in ISKCON, but left ISKCON, and you know, he was doing that surfing, you know, like you go in the water with holding one rope in one nav, you know, like this. So he was going, and he was going far ahead actually, and he saw one shark actually, you know, coming there. And then when he saw the shark, and shark was opening, you know, her mouth, so he said, my God, today I am finished. But because he was a devotee previously, he remembered that, you know, Krishna can save me at this time. So with that intention in mind, he actually prayed to Krishna, he prayed to Narasimhadev, and he promised in his heart, he said that, Krishna, I am going to be finished now, you know, this is my last breath, but please, I know, I have read in philosophy, I don't have realization, but I know that you can save me, please save me, I will become devotee, you know, like that he prayed. And this is also a true story. What happened, actually the shark came, the circumambulated that devotee and went back. That devotee came back, straight went to the temple and became brahmachari. You know, so like that, there is so many stories of real life stories. By reading Prabhupada's book, they have become devotees. So anyway, also now I have announced about that e-book distribution marathon, which is going on, where you can take money from you know, your friends here and deliver a book back in India, which will be, you know, very very beneficial. Anyway, coming back to the story, you know, like all the Brajvasis, they went and took the shelter of Lord Krishna, and then Krishna, he thought that actually this is the act of Indra, and he said that I must correct him because he is my devotee and he has caused a great trouble to the Brajvasis, and my duty is to protect Brajvasis and also to teach a lesson to Lord Indra. So by that, you know, he lifted Govardhan Hill like a child lifts a mushroom, and like this, when Indra, he saw that actually Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights, you know, he understood that Krishna is actually Supreme Person Godhead and I was actually wrong. So his ego, you know, was crushed at that time. One of the lectures of Maharaj I was hearing, what he was saying, that actually the basic root cause of any problem is this ego. Because when you identify with false ego, all this, you know, starts one by one. Like for example, you know, I heard in one Brahmachari's class, he was saying that ego is the main problem, the main root cause. Everything follows later. He said that first of all, you know, for example, if a child is born in a South Indian family, you know, he will think, I am a South Indian, you know, means he is identifying himself with a South Indian body. So what his mind will think immediately, then I must eat idli sambar. You know, I must eat idli sambar, I like idli sambar. If a person is born in a Maharashtrian family, what he will think, I like puran poli, I should eat puran poli, you know, our food is puran poli. So it's actually said that it is not because of the body, but it is because of that false identification, false ego. If a person is born in suppose Gujarati family, he'll say that I should eat dhokla. You know, I like dhokla. So like this, you know, if you are born in a particular environment, the first ego has to act, and then the mind follows, and then the senses follows. Because the mind says, oh, I want idli, the senses will start preparing the idli, and you know, want to have idli and what on like this. So Maharaj said that ego is the basic root cause of the problem. Because we identify ourselves saying that we are not, you know, we are this body, I am the controller, I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, whatever surrounding is there is mine, I am meant to enjoy, etc., etc. He said that this is actually what is known as mosquito consciousness. Maharaj said that what is the intention of mosquito? What mosquito thinks at the night he disturbs us? And what is the motivation and intention of mosquito? Actually he says that your blood is not your blood, it is my blood. It is meant for my feasting. You know, I want to enjoy this. So he said that therefore I will come and feast on your body and, you know, suck your blood because this blood belongs to me. Because at night when we are sleeping peacefully, you know, mosquito has this propensity. And he said that with this intention, infiltrated by this consciousness, mosquito comes and bites us and attacks us. You know, otherwise there is no reason. He says that actually on your blood, the blood which is, you know, flowing in your vein, mosquito is claiming proprietorship. Saying that no, your blood is actually not your blood, it is my blood. So Maharaj said this is actually mosquito consciousness. That a person, like, you know, Ishopanishad said, Isha Vashtam Idam Sarvam, said that everything belongs to Krishna and one should only take, you know, its quota. But what we think that no, everything belongs to me. And Prabhupada gives a very nice example that if you throw some grain on the street, the bird will come, you know, eat something, go away. a man will come, eat, and you know, he'll collect everything and go. It's that, you know, that is a hoarding mentality. And so what Indra was actually thinking, he said that, you know, this actually all, you know, belongs to me. And, you know, because this is all offered to Govardhan Hill, it's not actually, you know, correct. It actually, I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, because he has been, you know, habituated actually to receive all this thing. And also Maharaj gives an example. He said that, you know, it is like a spoiled child. He said that there is a saying in the English that spoil the child and spare the rod. That, and whatever Maharaj actually says in that class, he says that the greatest disservice a parent can do to his child is to give him whatever he wants. He said that by doing this, you know, the child thinks that actually I deserve this. And therefore he becomes spoiled. He said that if the child is not given whatever he wants actually, but whatever he needs, then he will be grateful. He will feel that no, at least, you know, I don't deserve this, but actually my mummy or my daddy is giving me this. I am grateful for this. He said that this is actually, you know, the best thing you can do. And that is what Krishna does. That he is not like demigod, that, you know, like, you know, the example is given that the difference between you know, the demigod and Lord Krishna is like that of the real father and you know, panwala. Suppose if a child, he has 1 rupee coin, he'll go to a pan shop and he'll say that, now, you know, I want a cigarette, please give me cigarette. He has to sell actually. He'll give cigarette. He says, okay, take. But if he goes to the father and says, give me cigarette, father will give slap. And instead of cigarette, he'll say, it's not meant for you. So Krishna gives whatever we need actually, because father knows that, you know, cigarette is not meant for my child. You see that if we are expecting to get whatever we want, then we are totally frustrated and miserable when we don't get. So Maharaj compared Indra with a child, spoiled child. He said that Indra was receiving all this, you know, puja and everything for years together, and he has become like spoiled child. And when, you know, this year when he didn't receive, you know, he became very, very angry. So he said that what it becomes when you are, when your ego is not served, you know, you become angry. You know, immediately anger comes. So he became furious, and then he actually, you know, tried to destroy this Vrindavan. And Maharaj said that this is actually, you know, egocentric mentality. That, you know, when your ego is not satisfied, you become so angry that you are trying to even, you know, go to the extent of killing people. So that Indra, you know, not even he actually told Samvarta cloud to rain. He said that he wanted to actually kill everyone, kill even the cows, you know, kill the property, kill the Vrajvasis, kill the Krishna. He wanted to kill everyone. He said that this is actually the propensity where, you know, we are trying to cause pain to the point of killing the people. And he said that just see, you know, how foolish this idea is. And this is so much contrary to the real nature. You know, the real nature of the soul is not false ego, but the real ego. And the real ego is Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. That a Jeev has to become a really surrendered soul. And actually the natural, you know, the beauty and also the quality of the soul is compassion. And it is said that, you know, we should be compassionate. Not, you know, destroying. Like, for example, if a child, he knows that, you know, whatever comes is the mercy, then he becomes grateful. So Indra should have thought, okay, no, actually, you know, it's Krishna's mercy. I have been getting all this years, all this worship and everything. It was because of, you know, I am the in charge of the rain. I am one of the servant of Krishna. I am getting, and this time, okay, Krishna wants to worship Govardhan Hill, no problem. You know, let it worship. But, you know, he was not like that. He became very, very furious. Goodness. So therefore, you know, Lord Chaitanya says that actually, you know, when we will have this mentality, that everything belongs to me, you know, everything is for my pleasure, I want to take credit. I was reading one of the Nectar and Mellows in which Maharaj says that we want to take credit for everything actually. He said that whenever you do some good, you want to take credit for it. You know, whenever somebody else is doing something good, you want that credit also. You know, if somebody is doing good actually overall, but you know, we want to take credit for that. No, it is because of me. You know, because I inspired, you know, people to take this, or I did this because of me actually, you know, it is like this, it is like that, or because of me everything is going on, you know, this world is moving. Prabhupada told once to Tamal Krishna Gosai Maharaj, he said that, you know, there are innumerable planets, you know, in the spiritual sky, and in that planet, you know, there is one universe of ours, and in that universe there is one earth, and in that one earth, in the whole world, you know, there is one small country called America, and in that small country there is some small city, and in that city we have one small temple, and in that small temple we have one very small tiny Tamal Krishna, and he thinks that, you know, he's a very great devotee. No, like anyway, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was no doubt a soldier of Srila Prabhupada. He was very, very great. But you know, Prabhupada just wanted to give an analogy, wanted to understand that we are actually 1/10,000 tip of a hair, but still we think, no, because of me, the earth is moving. You know, that is the mentality. You know, believe me, like, sometimes we think like that. And we think that if I don't do this, what will happen? If I don't do this, what will happen? Nothing. There is a very nice example that actually, you know, we theoretically know that everything, nothing actually moves without the sanction of the Lord. But, you know, once actually Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he wanted to take sannyas, and his wife was actually pregnant. But what happened that his wife delivered the baby, and immediately after the delivery, she died. So then this baby actually came in the lap of Sridhar Swami. And he was thinking that now Krishna has actually given me, you know, the in charge of this baby, made me in charge. So now I have to actually take. But he had a strong desire of taking sannyas. And then he was meditating. He said that, Krishna, actually I wanted to take sannyas, but what is this? Now, you know, you have put some baby in my lap. So what can I do? And then he saw that there was a lizard actually on the wall. And the lizard was also pregnant. So the lizard actually fell down on the ground and gave birth to the baby lizard, and that lizard actually died immediately. And then the Sridhar Swami was actually observing all this thing, holding the baby in his hand, and he saw that the lizard, you know, the baby lizard actually, you know, he was trying to open his eyes and, you know, take little bit, and there was actually one insect who was flying, and immediately, you know, the baby lizard, you know, grabbed the insect and ate it, even though, you know, his eyes was actually even closed. So this actually, you know, clicked Sridhar Swami. He said that, who is feeding this small baby lizard? You know, immediately after the birth of the child, the mother is died, but actually Krishna is feeding. So, you know, he thought like that, and then he really understood. He got a practical realization that, no, Krishna is in control, Krishna is feeding, Krishna is doing everything, and he left actually. You know, so anyway, we cannot imitate a great souls like that, but this is saying that it is actually everything is done by Krishna. But we foolishly think, therefore, you know, Krishna says that prakritiye kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasa ahankar vimudatma karta aham iti manyate, that everything is done by the modes of material nature, but we think that I am the doer. So he said that this was the mentality of Indra, and because of this, this problem happened, and Krishna has to depict this pastime of lifting of Govardhan hill. And then Maharaj says that actually whatever happened between Krishna and Indra is very symbolic and very instructive. And he said that because we are also like tiny little Indras in our way, and you know, we think that it is actually meant for my enjoyment, and we expect our own sense gratification, and when that sense gratification is not there, like Maharaj also gave an example that in America generally what happens that, you know, the boy and girl, they come together, stay together, and it is like, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back, so till the time, you know, that scratching is going on, you know, their relationship is there. But once, you know, if there is something, you know, which the other person likes, and, you know, the other person is not ready to do, so there is, you know, some hindrance between the sense enjoyment, then they leave each other. They say, okay, you go your way, I go my way. So it says that whenever there is a check on the sense gratification, it is said that ego means this only, that I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, I am the, you know, doer, everything, and if you come in between my sense enjoyment, then you are my enemy, and you become my enemy. So he said that Krishna wants us, Maharaj said that not even, you know, it is not just meant for the materialistic people or with, you know, Indra mentality. Even in devotional service, he says that, which is most important, he said that Krishna wants us in the Bhagavatam that even in the execution of your devotional service, what you obtain through the service of the Lord, never consider it yours and never try to enjoy it, because it is all for Krishna. So Indra was doing his service from Krishna. He is a devotee, but somehow or other he got bewildered, and therefore Krishna wanted to correct him. So he said that it is the fact, when we perform nice devotional service, people give us prestige, they give us glorification, they give us recognition, they give us money, they give us luxurious facility, but we should not start taking it on our own. You know, it is actually meant for serving Krishna. So whatever good things is coming by performing of devotional service, it is because of the mercy of Guru Maharaj, mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Gaurang Mahaprabhu, mercy of Lord Krishna. It's not ours actually. And if we start thinking that no, whatever I am doing and the result is mine, you know, then we get entangled in the web. Like, you know, the insect is caught in the web, it's very, very difficult, then we cannot come out. So in this way, when Indra, he was thinking that this is actually all meant for me, it's for my enjoyment, and therefore Krishna wanted to intervene. And when Krishna intervened, what happened? He became angry. So immediate effect was anger. So anyway, in Bhagavad Gita, so many places it is said that, you know, we should actually not become angry, because this is one of the gates which leads to hell. And therefore Rupa Goswami also advises in instructions that the first thing is to control is vacho vegam, anger. Actually, you know, the urges of anger is very, very, you know, important. When you become angry, there is so many things actually happening. First of all, physically there is, you know, a lot of problem. Also emotionally, also mentally, spiritually, you know, everything is destroyed. It is said that when we become angry, you know, some toxics are generated in our body, even from the biological point of view. So that toxic is very, very, you know, dangerous for our life actually, physically. And also when you become angry, in anger you don't realize what you are doing. And then as you become angry, you want to even kill. Like, you know, Indra became angry, he was a very nice devotee. He was, you know, one of the topmost devotee of Lord Krishna, because Krishna uses Indra for so many things. But even though he became angry, and also, you know, he was destroyed. And he wanted to destroy the Brajvasis. So he said, in anger we don't understand what we are doing. So therefore Rupa Goswami says that, you know, don't become angry. And it is said that the process of Bhakti Yoga is such a nice process compared to all other processes. Because in other processes also they teach that, you know, you control anger, control this, control that, everything. But Bhakti is not there. You know, that important part is missing, which we can understand from one very nice story, which everyone knows. We will not speak about the story, but the message derived from the story of Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. What happened that when Durvasa Muni, you know, he got angry, he generated the fiery demon and, you know, left after Ambarish Maharaj. But Ambarish Maharaj, he just, you know, he surrendered to Krishna, and then Sudarshan was released, which was chasing Durvasa Muni in the three world, and then Durvasa Muni came and surrendered at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. But the most important thing is that, you know, who is Durvasa Muni? The Durvasa Muni is super Ashtang Yogi. You know, with his mystic power, he could even, you know, go to Vaikuntha. Nobody can go to Vaikuntha like that. But Durvasa Muni, he was so powerful that he could go, but he could not control his anger. You know, even though he was perfect in Ashtang Yoga, everything, Dhyan Yoga, Karma Yoga, this, everything, he was knower of everything actually. Still he could not control his anger. But Ambarish Maharaj, you know, he was a simple devotee, didn't have much knowledge, externally speaking, or, you know, didn't have mystic powers, nothing actually. He was a very, very simple person. But still what he had only one thing which he has understood and realized. What? Jivar Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das, that I am actually the servant eternally of Krishna. And because of this only, because he had a real ego, not false ego, he could actually surrender to the will of Krishna. And then he said that, Krishna, you know, if you want to kill me, nobody is going to protect. If you want to protect, nobody is going to kill. So he surrendered, and thus, you know, he actually won. So the bhakti of Ambarish Maharaj won over the mystic power of Durvasa Muni. So it is said that bhakti yoga is such a powerful yoga. Why? Because all the other yogas, they teach us how to control senses. You know, please, you know, it's very important to understand that all the other process of the yoga, they teach us how to control our senses. But bhakti yoga directly attacks on ego. You know, this is the only process which attacks on the ego. And he said that actually you are not this body, you are the soul, and how you have to actually become a real servant of Krishna. And because bhakti yoga attacks ego, which, you know, if you control your ego, you control your mind, you control your senses. Like we gave example of a child eating idli dosa. So it goes in that line. If the ego is controlled, if ego is taken care, everything is taken care. Because the first important thing, you know, Prabhupada, even Krishna's lesson to Arjuna is saying that you are not this body, you are the soul. This is our real identity. This is our real ego, that we are actually the servant of Krishna. If we can understand this, everything rest will follow. So therefore, you know, this process of bhakti yoga is very, very important. That is what, you know, we learn a lesson from this class. And also, anyway, we are not going to go deep into this, the another verse. But the other verse says that the Krishna actually the Lord enjoyed a central beauty of the assembly of women by attracting them with his pleasing songs in an autumn night brightened by moonshine. And this process of bhakti yoga is excelled by whom? By gopis. You know, the topmost devotees in the entire creation is actually gopis. So he said that when we become surrendered to Krishna, you know, we can become like gopi if we follow the bhakti yoga process properly. And also, you know, I'll just mention about one mail which Vaijanti Mala Mataji wrote in Granthraj. It is said that the definition of word gopi is given in Srimad Bhagavatam as gobhi bhakti rasam pibati iti gobi, gopi. One whose senses are completely employed in the devotional service of Krishna and are thus drinking the nectar and juice of bhakti. If every second of our existence is invested in the remembrance of Krishna, then we can also become gopi. Like, you know, every second, if we are satatam kirtayantam, like, you know, every time if we are able to think of Krishna, we can become gopi. You know, there is a very, very thin line, you know, thinking like a gopi and becoming like a gopi. You know, some people might think that, you know, I am like a gopi. You know, we know that there was one lady who used to dress herself as gopi, sit in front of Krishna's deity and say, now, you know, I am like a gopi. So it's not like this. You know, Prabhupada even condemned this Gopi Bhav Club. Some people, they started Gopi Bhav Club and wanted to do Ras Leela, and Prabhupada said, this is not Ras Leela, this is Raskal Leela. You know, again and again Prabhupada said like this. But he said that what does you know this word mean? Gopi means actually every, and you know, this chapter is also entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna. So everything actually culminates into only one thing. Like, you know, if we take the summary of the full chapter or full Srimad Bhagavatam or full Shastra, actually it culminates only into one thing, that always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. You know, this is the two thing which, you know, gopi excelled in that. So then it is said that when we become like this gopi, Krishna, he is become attracted to us. Because why? Because he is a gopi jana vallabha, you know. And when he becomes gopi jana vallabha, even if there is any calamities on our life, Krishna will become like a lifter of Govardhan Hill. You know, so like if you are you can become gopi in true sense, then Krishna is gopi jana vallabha. And because he is gopi jana vallabha, you know, he becomes Girivar Dhari also. So like that it goes. And also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, there are few instances where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes. He says that gopi ganer premer rud bhava nam vishuddha nirmal prema kabu nahi kam. He said that there was not even a tinge of lust actually, you know, in the minds or hearts of gopis. Their prema was how? Vishuddha nirmal prema. Their love was unadulterated actually, you know, it was pure, purest of pure. And therefore Krishna says that I can not even, you know, repay your love. And you know, they further say that atmindriya priti vancha tare bali kam krishtendriya priti ichha dhare prema nam. He says that the desire to gratify one's own senses is known as kam, but the desire to please the senses of the Lord Krishna is known as prema or love. And Maharaj, in one lecture, he was saying that what does this lust means? You know, some people, they have understanding of lust in a different way. But here is actually the answer. It is said that any desire to enjoy separately from Krishna is lust. And because gopis, they didn't have any desire actually to enjoy separate from Krishna, so there everything was actually prema for Krishna. You know, they are the highest devotees, and there is so much has been spoken in the Shastra. Anyway, we are not going to speak about that thing. But therefore it is said that atayeva gopi gana era nahi kama gandha. He said that there is not even gandha means a tinge of actually a smell. You know, even wo bolta na dur dur tak bu nahi aa rahi hai, bolta ki aisa raskal hai ki bhakti ki dur dur tak usme bu nahi hai. No, he said that it is, you know, nahi kama gandha. He said it's not there. And Krishna suddha lagi matra Krishna se sambandha. He said that to just give the enjoyment to Krishna, you know, they will come and enjoy with Krishna. You know, that was their surrender, that they are so surrendered for Krishna. So that is, you know, the importance of becoming coming in gopi bhav. Anyway, so this just to give a the concluding words on this part, that we read that this chapter actually, you know, goes as remembrance of Lord Krishna. So Uddhava is actually trying to, he is actually remembering everything about Krishna. When Vidura is asking question to him, first of all he becomes a dead silent, and then one by one, everything he is remembering. That how actually you know Krishna, first of all he is saying that these Yadus are very very unfortunate because they could not understand the position of Krishna. You know, same as a fish cannot understand the position of moon. Harer namanu etat nirvidyamana nam. What was this? Look at. Harer mina ivodupam. Harer mina ivodupam. Anyway, so he says that harer mina ivodupam, that a fish cannot understand the position of moon, who was born from a milk ocean. Similarly, they could not understand the position of Krishna. And like that, actually he goes on thinking about Krishna, and he's thinking that, you know, it gives me so much of distress when I think about the pastime, different pastime which Krishna actually underwent, that although he is unborn, but he was actually born, you know, to give pleasure of the devotees. And, you know, like he left Mathura and went to Gokul as if, you know, he was afraid of Kamsa. And then he said that he actually asked for forgiveness also from his parent. So he said that all these different pastimes of Krishna actually you know gives me distress. And then he describes about the killing of different demons, and then he says that how Lord enjoyed actually in the, you know, pasture ground of Vrindavan, and he used to kill all these demons. So he's describing, and then he's coming to this point of where he's saying that all the Brajvasis, they were very much perplexed, you know, when the Yamuna was contaminated by serpent Kalia, and how Krishna chastised the Kalia, and then, you know, they worshipped Govardhan Hill, and after worshipping Govardhan Hill, you know, because Indra became so furious, Krishna actually, you know, chastised Indra also, and then he actually enjoyed with the central beauty of the this cowherd girls. And here actually Prabhupada, you know, very very important, I was thinking that, you know, Prabhuji has given me this sloka, but the purport is not there. There is only one line purport, you know, in this verse. But what Prabhupada says in that purport is actually, you know, the conclusive evidence. What it gives is very, very important. What is that before leaving the land of cows, Vrindavan, the Lord pleased his young girl friends, the transcendental gopis, in his rasa raslila pastimes. Here, Uddhava stopped his description of Lord's activity. This line is very, very important. It is said that when it comes, and you know, we don't have the, you know, the authority, the qualification to discuss about this Raslila pastime, we should not discuss actually. You know, we should stop, just hear, understand, and, you know, go ahead. But some people who are actually not in proper lineage, you know, they just come, and, you know, their Bhagavat Sapta starts with 10th canto only, and that too also Raslila, and they will make some two or three girls, boys as Krishna, and they start about this Raslila pastime, and they try to enjoy Raslila pastime, which Prabhupada condemned. He said that when you don't have the qualification, you don't have even the audacity to chant the holy name properly. And he said that you cannot chant even holy name of Krishna properly, you know, what to speak about the Vrindavan pastime. It is very far off. So first of all, and therefore Prabhupada in preface, he writes to Srimad Bhagavatam that actually, you know, Bhagavatam should be read canto by canto, chapter by chapter, one by one. And, you know, one should not jump on the 10th canto. So that is the lesson we should get. And you know, anyway, the conclusion of this verse is that Indra, because his ego was attacked, he felt very much angry, and he said that the things which were meant for my enjoyment are actually not given to me, and therefore he wanted to destroy the whole Vrindavan. And Krishna intervened, because Vrindavan Vasi, they are naturally, you know, they are always under the shelter of Krishna. So we also take the shelter of Krishna and come under the umbrella of Krishna, now we will be protected. The conclusion therefore is that give up the false conception that we are this body. The first thing to understand in our life, the first lesson of devotional service starts that we are not this body, we are the soul. Once, you know, even Prabhuji spoke that Prabhupada was saying in all his lecture, you are not this body. So one devotee said that, why again and again Prabhupada you are saying this, we are not this body? So Prabhupada said, have you understood you are not this body? He said, no. So therefore I am saying. He said that till the time you understand, it is my duty to say. And he said that this is my mission actually, you know, to break that you are not this body, you are the soul. So the first thing to understand is that we are not this body, and second is for us that we should give up the false conception that I am the doer, I am the proprietor, and I am the enjoyer of everything that exists. You know, we should understand that we should accept Lord's authority and accept whatever comes as mercy of the Lord. So if there is some glorification, okay, it's mercy of the Lord. If there is some chastisement, mercy of the Lord. Anything happens, it's the mercy of the Lord. That is what, you know, we should inculcate.
And the second lesson which we can learn is don't be angry. No, control our anger. And that is very, very important, because once we become angry, had Indra not become angry, you know, he might not have, you know, done so much of, you know, trouble and, you know, disturbance to the Vrindavan Vasis. You know, so therefore the important thing is Vacho Vegam. We have to actually control.
Krodha Vegam.
Vacho Vegam.
Manasa.
Krodha Vegam.
Krodha Vegam.
So Krodha Vegam is
to speak. Vacho Vegam is to control that.
And accept the path of devotional service as it attacks the false ego. You know, what we, the other things which, you know, will tell you how to control your senses and your mind. But Bhakti Yoga actually, you know, teaches you how to, you know, control your ego. And
the
then.
Path of devotion?
Yeah. Accept
the path
of devotional service as it attacks false ego. Because, you know, that is what we have been told always, that, you know, you are not this body, you know, we are servant of Krishna, we are meant to serve. You know, that service attitude is inculcated only by the path of devotional service. And we should take shelter of Krishna and come under the shelter umbrella of Krishna. That is very important. What is, you know, this word is also, it is said, tapatrena. Basically, it is the umbrella. Atapatrena, by the pastime umbrella of Krishna. So we have to actually come under the shelter of, and therefore, you know, we have not gone into that pastime, but many things actually happened under the shelter of Govardhan Hill. You know, in that 7 days and seven nights, you know, constantly they were gazing at the beautiful lotus face of Lord Krishna, and, you know, Krishna was also enjoying. So that, you know, 7 days, no water, no nothing actually. They were all thirsty, but they were actually very much enjoying. So when we come under the shelter of Krishna, Krishna's umbrella, you know, we will not feel thirst, hunger, anything actually. We can just gaze at the lotus feet and lotus face of Krishna, and we can be happy. And therefore, you know, Narottam Das Thakur actually said that krodha bhakt dvashi jane. He said that we should actually give up this anger and take the shelter of Krishna. Anyway, so this is what actually, you know, the concluding summary which I can think. Krodha bhakt dveshi jane. Narottam Das Thakur actually he advises. So, you know, this is what, from my little, you know, understanding and whatever I have read and, you know, try to assimilate. I spoke, if somebody wants to add something, they can add. Otherwise, you know, we can stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupad ki jai. If I'm, otherwise I'll ask devotees to answer.
Devaraj Indra is still remaining king of the Indrapuri.
Hmm?
King of the Indrapuri. Indrapuri.
No, you said Yamraj, no?
No, Devaraj Indra.
Devaraj Indra. Sorry, I heard. So Devaraj. No, it is said that even Brahmaji, see, all these are actually post. So Indra is basically a
post.
It's not a person's name. You know, like even Brahma,
like Prime Minister.
Yeah, it's a post actually, King of Heaven.
So
Devaraj is actually a post. So the post will always remain. Like it is said, na company's definition is given that, you know, the people and members can come and go, but company has perpetual succession. So like that, you know, Indra is a post actually, and the person who sits on that throne, you know, it said it's very easy. Actually, it's written in Srimad Bhagavatam how you can become Indra. If you perform 1,000 Ashwamedh Yajna, you'll become Indra. You know, if you want to become Indra, you can become Indra. The only condition is you have to perform 1,000 Ashwamedh Yajna. And it is said that Indra was such a nice devotee of the Lord that Vishnu every time personally appeared in that Ashwamedh Yajna. You know, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, it is written that whenever Lord, you know, Indra did Ashwamedh Yajna, Vishnu himself came every time. So, and therefore, you know, when Prithu Maharaj was doing Yajna, Indra was very much afraid that now Prithu Maharaj will become Indra, because he is completed 99 Yajna actually. So, you know, if he is
100, only
100. Sorry.
If you perform 100,
so,
you
100. So, you know, if he performs 100 Ashwamedh Yajna, he will become Indra. So, he was very much afraid. So
Brahma comes and advises, don't do it.
Correct. You know, that is a very instructive pastime indeed. You know, Giriraj Maharaj's lecture we have read, that very, very instructive, you know, the instruction Brahmaji gives. And he tells Prithu Maharaj that, Prithu Maharaj, you please actually, you know, stop your Yajna. Because he said that Indra, although he is also a devotee, but he is not exalted devotee like you. So he actually is advising, he said that please stop, because if you don't stop, the Indra is going to, you know, do his nonsensical activity.
He will give you troubles.
And
to avoid the troubles, he said stop.
Not, and he said that he'll start, you know, vanchak vanchit sampradaya. Because he, what he did, you know, he changed his dress. and he became the founder acharya of all the bogus sannyasis. You know, in that pastime, the Indra became the founder acharya of all the bogus sannyasis, because he actually, he was not a sannyasi but took the ways of sannyasi, and therefore the son of Prithu Maharaj, who was actually running after Indra to chastise him, he stopped seeing the saffron race. He said, no, he's a sadhu Maharaj, and he came back actually. So therefore Brahma said that, you know, so many aprasampradaya will sprout up, so don't do this. Anyway, but you know, Indra actually changes. As Brahma changes, Indra also changes. So I don't know the name. Actually there is a name of this current Indra. Anyone knows? Anyway, like, you know, Surya, I know the Surya's name. The Surya's name is Vivaswan.
Yes.
Then the other Surya is going to come also. But this, the present Surya is Vivaswan. And there's...
Manu.
But Indra's name is also there. I don't remember that. But Indra is actually a post where, you know, if a person who performs this 100 Ashwamedhi, he can become Indra. So like that, Indra is always there. And the devotee who is able to do this Ashwamedhi, he can become Indra. So it's like that. Okay, bro? Or confusion?
No, so that means we can learn from this. Krishna was telling to Mother, don't pray. Don't worship Indra.
Indra.
So forget about other demigod.
That is what Krishna says. That he says that, you know, kamaste stirta jnana prapadyante anya devata. It's clearly saying in Bhagavad Gita. See, first of all, when you become devotee, it's very easy to take this. You know, when person is not, we cannot, you know, just go and tell boldly to, you know, people like this, because, you know, their faith is actually destroyed. And I heard in one of the Maharaj's class, he said that we should not actually, you know, break the faith of the people, we should elevate their faith. You know, that is very much actually different. We should not break, but we should elevate. So Krishna clearly says that there is no need to worship any demigod, you know, directly worship Krishna. And also Krishna says that avidhi purvakam, that worship of demigod is actually indirect worship, and it is avidhi purvakam, it is not a direct worship. So anyway, Krishna's message is very, very clear. But anyway, if you are worshipping Indra, thinking that he is representative of Krishna and as a Vaishnava, then that worship is bona fide. But not as a supreme personality of Godhead, or he is something supreme, that we have to understand. Okay? Thank you very much.